We're primarily talking about tops, how to be an effective top, what we're looking for. The reason why, what I'm saying, this is not anti-bottom by any means. I want you to be really clear, but in this particular cycle, the reason why we're going on with the tops is because the benefit shows up in the larger community if we have a lot of people who by nature, I'm really going to dig myself into a hole here and I'm recording it. But no, what I'm saying is that my observation based on what has been happening in the work that I've been doing by focusing heavily on tops is we have a lot more happy bottoms in this town as a result. I think we can all give an amen on that one. And that's why I'm really going in this direction, because it extends in a whole bunch of different directions by nurturing and nourishing these tops. Today, my request is that we give the tops in the room and who are listening to this nourishing information from the bottom standpoint, where we talk about what it's like to be a bottom in the modern age, the trials, the tribulations, the triumphs, anything that goes on in your mind. I'm going to be recording it, so I will be looming hideously over you and recording through the microphone here for the benefit of the people who are not in the room, because they're starved to hear this stuff all over the world. I'm not kidding. When I posted the audio from the other, from the first three sessions, it's all over the world, you guys. It really is, because you never know what can cause someone's life to change when someone has a throwaway comment that they don't think much about, but somebody else suddenly it clicks in their brain. So that's why we do it. If you're camera shy, I apologize. I'll try to make it, you know, not a problem for you. Thank you. Oh, good. They fixed the doors. Very good. All right. So what's that? Oh, one of them. Yes. Okay. At least we know. So then I've learned my lesson not to start from that side. So the topic tonight, again, is bottom talk. But always keep it in mind that what we want to do is help educate the tops to become better at it through your perspective, through your sharing, okay? So thank you. Please, say something. I just said the topic, I think, three times now.
No, it's solid.
So it's about what I...
This is called bottom talk. Anything that that means to you.
So... although I'm primarily a top, I definitely have a switch, and I love my bottom side when I want to explore it. And I am very, I try not, the one thing I try not to do is be a demanding bottom that puts a bunch of rules out there and singular expectations, because I think that's very confining to a top. And it's also unrealistic. And I, as a top, you can't fulfill what any individual wants. But if you can just be, you know, just be what it is you want, things happen the way it's supposed to happen. So I guess my only thing is I think a bottom that really, really is going to enjoy it is going to grasp any aspect of it that they can and savor that and not try to shape everything into the fantasy that they waste a lot of energy on. That's what works for me.
Very good. Thank you.
My name's Michael. A switch also. So, to me, everything's balance. Balance. And I would say, if you want to be a great top, try being a great bottom.
Could you add a little bit more flavor to that for us?
it's a balancing of the personality. I've known in my history some tops that are like, total tops, and they play it 24/7. I don't buy it. I don't buy a life that is that structured. I mean, to me, that's a very structured life. And there's always a vulnerable side. There's always a side that can't be on all the time. And in massage, we call it receiving. We don't call it bottoming. But you are a bottom in a massage. I mean, basically, you are a bottom. And I kind of like the word receiving. It's just like with flogging. Instead of being called a flogging bottom, I'm receiving flogging. Just kind of makes more sense to me. Because I don't come from a bottom viewpoint, and I don't come from a top viewpoint. I can see both sides of it. And it's constantly switching. It's constantly balancing out. And it has to do with the people that I'm with. It happens to do to with the mood I'm in, what the circumstances are. So it's constantly changing. But as a switch, I would just say, yeah, a great top, learn to be a great bottom. Then you know exactly what the bottom wants.
Very good. Timothy, thank you.
I'm not a bottom. I'm not a switch. I have nothing to add. Thank you.
Well, what do you think about bottoms?
Oh, I love bottoms.
I've seen your yes. Yes, I've seen your webpage. Yes.
Well, I don't know. Everybody has a different taste in what they're looking for, and some people like a more aggressive partner, somebody who's more, I don't know, I just, when I'm looking for a bottom, I'm not so much looking for a bottom as a submissive, and there's a difference between being a submissive and being a bottom. You know, I've been with people who are very dominant bottoms, and people who are very submissive tops. It's different, it's what you're looking for. I don't so much look for a bottom as a submissive, that's where I go. Mm-hmm. And I'm submissive enough in my daily life that in my relationships, that's my fantasy, my play, my role. I like to be dominating. It's just it's what I do. I've been doing it since I was 12. You know, it's just ingrained.
Yeah, I didn't share earlier, but basically I'm coming from the same place. You know, I've never been anybody's boy. I've always been a sir in training in my life. That's just where my fantasies lead me. There's times where I want to apologize for that, but I think anybody who's ever played with me has discovered that I'm very much of a sensitive top, so, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, blundering over other people's sensibilities. So, you know, for what it's worth, it works for me. There's times where I wonder what it would be like to try it the way that Michael recommends, but it hasn't, like, really driven me for what that's worth. Please, Joe.
I'm Joe. Don't really have an interest in being a top. Always been a bottom. And I can say that for my experience, it's really about when two people or more are getting together in a situation, it's about feeling out each other's energy and what their style seems to be as it unfolds in the event, whatever that looks like to you. And just trying to be responsive to that, to be listening for those kinds of maybe audio cues that aren't really language, some visual cues that are not really intentional, but trying to be that complementary energy to what is being exuded by the top, and I guess I don't have better language to describe that. So,
but then you have to realize Joe is really, really, really new to exploring all of this. He's never played with a dom before I came along, and so everything is kind of new and interesting for him. So that's where he's coming from too. It's just all brand new, and he's been exploring it quite happily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he dove right into the deep end, didn't he? All right. Jay, please.
I think bottoms have it made now because back in the 70s and 80s when I was last active, it was a top who had fuck buddies during the week and went out on weekends, and it was very easy to pick up back then. You just had to slap a guy's ass and he went home with you. Or nowadays, every time all the bottoms I meet, they have several tops. And I'm not used to that. So it's so different. I think this one guy, he had three tops, and when he gave me a rule, I had to stop seeing him. Like, I couldn't hit him in the face if one of his other men were there. Hmm. I would hit him in the face in public anyway. But that was a rule, so I decided to back off.
Is that the experience of the other bottoms in this room? You got a whole string of tops? No. Okay. Just checking in. All right. Please.
I'm going to drive you crazy and pass.
All right. That's fine. All right. Please.
I'm Ian, or sub Danny, as you will sometimes see. I write my experiences as, for confidentiality purposes. I am a bottom, and I think really when it comes to what I look for in a top, I want to know that the person that I'm with, whether it's a one-time thing, whether it's something that's an ongoing relationship for, you know, weeks or months, to me, a respectable top wants to leave the bottom seasoned and having grown in a way that enhances their submission, their tolerance for pain, whatever it is that that bottom's seeking. The top that can identify that and help that to blossom, that's what I look for.
Very good. Thank you.
Please. I'm going to pass to.
All right.
I guess I'm a switch. For me, I think that open communication is key, and I agree to what you said. I mean, to be a good top, I think that you need to kind of be a good bottom, because when I share back to whoever may be topping, again, they want to be pleased as well, but they're trying to please you. And if there's no open communication and sharing as you're going through, I don't think that it works. So obviously for me, when I'm doing whichever role, for me it's communication. So that's what I look for, is just making sure that both parties are happy.
Thank you. Dan.
Let's see. I have been a boy, a pig, a bottom, a top, a switch. Basically, I'm complicated. I think anyone that could figure me out deserves a Nobel Prize in science. But part of my training was like journaling and doing old guard style stuff where you earn stuff. And part of it's been new guard, and part of it was available in San Diego, and part of it wasn't. So it's like I'm kind of a collage of all my mentors, including Papa Tony, thrown together in this weird... It just works for me. Top headspace, I have to kind of be dominant and really disciplined to take care of my various, like, medical conditions and stuff. I have to do that by default just to take care of myself. I enjoy the endorphins I get when I do bottom. I've made an agreement that I wouldn't be collared because that just didn't work for the people that were in my environment. So, yes, I can bottom. I can top. I usually will not bottom with my cover on. I did, I think, once. Because there was no safe place to put it at the time. Mm. But I try to avoid mixed messages. I am not going to do a full-blown bottom scene mummified with my cover on. I just wouldn't do that. Unless I really wanted to piss the old guard people in the audience off. Then I wouldn't do it. But I wouldn't. You know, I have limits. Like, there's... pretty soon we're going to have a memorial service for Ray next week, which I'll talk about later. I wouldn't disrupt a funeral or a memorial service. I just wouldn't. You know, there might be some other people there, but it just wouldn't be appropriate. So even though I make it look like I don't have limits, there are some really, really severe constraints that no one else sees on me.
Very good. Thank you, Dan. Please.
I'm Brian. Mostly a bottom. I think two things that are important from that perspective is to be open, to explore something that's maybe outside of your comfort zone a little bit, but also to communicate. If there's something that you really like, or you're just on the other end just not really cool with or whatnot, but you're not really communicating that, then, you know, the top might not know where to kind of drive things, and then it doesn't always go so well. So we think about the top as being, you know, the one that has the responsibility and, you know, is kind of driving the scene. But if as the bottom you're not, you know, nudging it the right way, then that can, you know, have it not work as well. So, yeah, I think the times that I have been the top and had someone, like, communicate, like, oh, that feels really good, or, you know, oh, try this instead, like, it gives me more confidence that, like, I'm able to, like, you know, that I'm doing the right thing or whatnot. So I think knowing that now, like, being a bottom, I feel, you know, better at, you know, okay, I need to communicate, and then it's going to go better. So, yeah.
Thank you. Scott.
I'd like to pass, please.
All right. We must be going through Passover. Yes.
My name's Mike. I'm pretty new to all this. Outside of this community, top and bottom didn't mean anything to me. It's whoever had the energy would take control. And if you both wanted it, then you worked it out. But in this community, the reason I decided to try this is I wanted to try something more in the subspace to be able to completely exhale and just relax and let somebody else take the reins and not be in charge all the time. I can, from what little I've experienced, I have found out things that I don't like is I don't want to sense any hesitancy on the top, on the part of the top. I don't want, I want them to, at least I want to think they know what they're doing, you know, and if, but if they're hesitant about what they're doing or they seem perhaps even fearful about what they're doing, it makes me very uncomfortable. For my part, I'll do anything. I'm willing to explore, play, you know, whatever they want to try, as long as I feel safe. And I like someone who will push me a little bit if I feel fearful, to really make sure that I'm just not blocking because of something going on in my head. And so it'll take me maybe that extra step and make sure maybe I'm really not ready to go there yet. So, but I have to look. I have one, but that's it.
Right. Thank you. Kurt.
Gosh. I'm a 6'2" football player, build bottom. And
Jay.
And having sat here a couple weeks ago, I listened to Papa Tony talk about how, you know, strange it is, it can be to walk into a bar as a big guy dressed up in scary leather and, you know, intimidating the other guys in the bar from, you know, talking to you, you know, multiply that by being the big scary bottom of the room. So the best thing I could say to tops is just be confident, be assured of yourself, because, you know, someone who's looking for a top just wants you to, you know, be in charge. And that said, not every boy, not every bottom is the same. So you kind of have to tailor your approach to the boy. I don't think every boy is going to be 100% submissive. Some, you know, some are a little feistier than others. So, you know, if that's not cool with you, feel that out before you engage or roll with it. But yeah, just know yourself, be confident in what you're doing, and you know, don't be afraid to talk to the big scary guy.
No, just to interject, and thank you for sharing that. That's a very salient point. Last night, Tuesday night, it was, you know, our hands-on demo night at the Eagle. And just for those of you who are still not aware of it, we do this twice a month on the first and third Tuesday of each month, and it is specifically to help people become confident. Because I call it junior high, where you can fumble, where you can be clumsy, where you can be shy and unsure of yourself, and try things. Because a lot of the insecurity, speaking as top, is you don't want to look like an idiot. You don't want to do something that causes people to say, oh, I'm going to tell all my friends, you know, that you're inept. You know, so it's a terrible, you know, gun we place to our heads. And by having this absolutely relaxed, absolutely safe space, where you can just try stuff, and it's okay to be, you know, not the best at it. I've found that it really does make a difference. Yes, Timothy.
I just wanted to add on that. It's when you talk about confidence or not confidence, when you meet somebody out in public, I've got a lot of confidence once I get into a scene, but I'm not just a dominant, I'm a sadist, and I have a real block about being predatory. And so I'm like the world's nicest, most passive guy right up until I've been given permission, and then I turn it off, and boom. So it's sometimes you have to look at that too. It's like if you have to give the permission before you're going to get what it is that you're looking for, because I'm not laying my hands on anybody until, you know, boundaries are established. And it goes, but I mean, once you've said I'm yours, I'm going to fucking own you. That's just the way it's
going to be. Yeah. Very good.
It's true. There's that great little meme that went around online where
All right. Alex, would you care to share?
I don't know what to say, so I'm going to pass to you.
All right, let's go for it. Next.
I'm not always satisfied with the labels in my experience, how people, you know, adopt certain labels. Either way, so I don't really have a whole lot more to say about it because I'm puzzled by that.
Thank you. Thank you. And what was your name again?
Craig.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm going to pass.
All righty. It is that evening, I guess. All right.
What?
So please, DJ, what would you care to share?
Bloody well passed, thank you.
All righty. How about you?
Hi, Tony. I've always been primarily a top, but I have a lot of bottom personality, so maybe you call me a switch. I am very easily pleased, and I enjoy being pleased. And I need permission and somebody to give me direction in what they want, because I enjoy using tools. I'm really good with my hands, and I love using tools. So, but I like to be good at it. And so there's an insecurity there. And so this is why I really appreciate what you're doing. Because, you know, I haven't been to a lot of demonstrations, and it's a matter of building that in and doing it, because I need to be able to use the tools to feel confident and to also believe from the bottom that that's what they're enjoying. If I see a glimmer in their face and I look at them very closely, it can destroy me. So I could lose all my confidence just like that if I misperceive what they're trying to give me. So that's it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, as a top, I do look for those physical cues, that little sensitivity, sometimes the way just a simple movement or a simple glance, welcoming or too much, you know. So I try to be sensitive to those things. I don't have a lot of experience as a bottom because I was raped and molested, and I have a psychological issue with that. And where do you go for therapy to repair that? So as a top, I can be quite tender, quite aggressive, and I've also been brutal. But it was because it was requested. Mm-hmm. Not so much a rape scene as one might imagine, but I guess you can be brutal with compassion.
Mm-hmm. I do it every day.
Yeah. And it will take a very special man to show me that it can be done. And I can be confident in allowing that to happen with me.
Nice.
So, yes, passion is definitely required. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Gary, please.
I very much am a power bottom. I'm very aggressive. I'm very aggressive. I basically have only been with a total top once for a period of time, and it was probably one of the best experiences I have ever had. But I found out after a period of time that I was not. I needed the passion. I needed to feel like I was a part of the situation, not that I was being totally dominated. That people cared with what I said, people listened to what I said, and it's really worked out much better for me. I do understand when somebody's totally submissive, but it wasn't me. I mean, I now know what I am. I don't particularly enjoy topping because I'm not confident. But as everybody says, the more you become a good bottom, you become a good top. I'm very happy with where I am. I mean, I do something good, so I'd rather be good at what I do.
Very good. Thank you. I'm in.
Well, I'd like to pass.
All right.
If you can ask me why.
Well, clearly that's a lead-in, so let's. I'm going to step right into it. What would you like to say about that?
Okay, so Gary's my first. This Gary is my first. We've played around with other people a couple times, but just oral stuff, really. And I know he mentioned last week he's been a top by default in relationships. I'm not sure what I am yet. We're at the point where we'll go either way. But I'm not sure where I'm going with this.
Well, if nothing else, thank you for checking in. Nice.
I was going somewhere.
Okay. Well, we'll come back. We'll come back. How about you, Gary?
I like to be in control. I don't yield control very well. That said, that doesn't mean I don't like to have things done to me. But if at that point that makes me a bottom, then fine. I still like to be in control of the parameters of that. But if I'm a bottom at that point, I think what's important for the person that's doing this to me is to be sensitive to my body language, to be sensitive to my facial expressions, because I have a facial expression for everything, so, you know, it's just how I am. So I think you need to pay attention to that. Well, when I'm being the top, I pay attention to that, and other body language and sounds. So I think it's important that you give direction so that you know if you're going too far. The words that you mentioned last night, the green, the yellow, the red. I mean, I think those are great words. I mean, you know, if you're going to throw words in there, that lets you know. And to my way of thinking, if somebody says yellow, well, that should be a pretty big sign right there. You should take heart, pay attention to that. So I think if you want a top to respond to you, you have to give something for them to respond to.
For those who are not familiar with the terminology, we're talking about standard safe words. Gary, tell us what green, yellow, red mean.
Green.
I must tell
multi-Gary's here. Gary. In stereo.
Gary.
Yeah, Gary's ready to jump.
I must tell everybody who wasn't there last night that last night was probably the one of the best demo nights that we've ever had. There were new people that were there who were totally awesome. Even the novices basically were very good in responding to the way Papa Tony was talking. As far as colors, green means just keep going. Don't stop. Yellow means just slow down for a minute. Let me catch my breath. Give me a sip of water. And red means totally stop. But to me, those have been the three best safe words that I've found.
Thank you. What I tend to add to those, you know, from my own personal perspective, red is, if somebody says red, my experience, it means I don't like you anymore and I need to get out of here now and I will never play with you again. It is a deep mark of shame. is not something that I would accept in my life, and it's not something I've ever received as a word of feedback, and I'm very proud of that. If somebody does yellow, that just basically, in my experience, is saying, I like the way we're going, you're helping me push my limits, I just need to just stop and take inventory for a moment, and then we can resume. Green, generally in my life, means, could we please stop talking so much? I'd like to play now.
What's Bob's favorite word? Bob only has one word, that's green.
That's right.
He's got one yellow last time.
Three times in 3 years.
There you go.
And he had to go for orange. He had to work.
All right. So please.
My name is Kelly. I'll go with the general term that everyone's doing is communication on both the top and bottom. For me, I'm a very mixture when it comes to leather bondage and kink. I'm a total top. I like doing it, but when it comes into a sexual thing, I'm more of a bottom. So I'm very different. So the guys that I've had to learn really quick. Sometimes I'm really aggressive out of the bed. When we're doing stuff and in the bed, you better be able to take control. So I give, it's like a little mind trip that people do. But as everyone said, is to communicate. If you don't let the bottom know if they're liking it, if they don't like it, that communication at the top is going to lose their confidence. They're going to lose what they're going to do. Am I doing it right? Am I pushing them? Are we keeping them in their mind space? And the same thing is the top, you need to communicate all the time. How are you? How are you doing? Talk to them. Get that feedback for them. They'll still be in the mind space, but just figure out where they are so you can keep it down the path that you guys want to go on.
Very good. Thank you. And I want to welcome our newbies. Thank you for joining us. So please, tell us your name and tell us more about yourself.
My name is Donnie. I happened to be at the Eagle last night and saw the demonstration. I was more of the observer in the beginning and then got a little closer and watching and everything. I didn't really participate as far as any flogging was going on, but I was just more like watching and talking with Papa Tony. He made me feel very welcome last night and invited me to come to the meetings today. I had always wanted to come to the fetish men meetings, but I was kind of afraid to come up until tonight because of the way he made me feel last night, being very welcoming and saying that everybody's welcome and we love everybody to come and experience this meeting. Mm-hmm. I guess I've always been more of an observer in the kink community. I have my quirks and things that I do, but I don't really participate with too many different types of people. I'm a bottom. I've never really experienced being a top before. For me, being a bottom, safety and trust is a big thing. You have to definitely be able to trust the person that you're with and feel comfortable with them. So definitely that it's a responsibility for the top to make the bottom feel comfortable and feel safe. I guess I've never really have felt like I wanted to participate further in some of the things that I know that you guys do. But I've always been very inquisitive with wanting to learn things, and I've never really like met anybody like Papa Tony that made me feel as welcomed and just kind of trusted.
Thank you very much. Just to interject, it's what I do. This next week, we've got a very special episode of this particular men's group, which is going to be wildly different. We'll talk more about that. But after that, we're going to have four separate sessions, one after the other, where we're going to be talking about the four phases that I take people through when I'm training them as a bottom. And the first one is trust with a capital T. That's a full two-hour session. So that's going to be something that I think a lot of people are going to be learning a lot of technique on that one. But also, interjecting back to what he had been saying before, we're really friendly people. I mean, I promise you, these are all great guys. I know them. They're wonderful people. But you don't know that, you know, and it's okay to be shy. It's okay to be unsure. It's okay to be stepping back and all that. There's a lot of healthy self-preservation in that. And I always urge people to step up and at least ask questions. If you're curious, if you're, you know, if you want to know more, don't sit quietly off 15 feet away, you know, and pretend that you're not participating, because last night you did more stepping up, and I was very proud of you for doing that. Because how long have you been on my email list?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. And this is not a practice lifetime, folks. You know, this is time to step up and grab those things that your fantasies have always been leading you toward. So thank you. Aaron.
I'm going to pass.
You bet. That's fine. All right, Damien.
So for me, the process of bottoming is really great for those who experience it, because it means that you found somebody who you trust enough to temporarily relinquish control in exchange for an endorphin journey where you don't need to worry about keeping your eye on the boundaries or the shoulds of the moment.
Mm-hmm. Would you care to say a bit more about that?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Wanted to make sure we got every bit of nutrition out of that as we could. All right. Jay, would you care to say something?
My name is Jay. I've heard a couple things in the room tonight. Feedback, control, and essentially connection and sharing. For me, I've actually been on both sides of the coin, and up until I got into a leather relationship, I was pretty much the top. And then when I got into the leather relationship, I was a sub. So I wanted to experience that, because I thought, well, it would make you a good top. I think it has. But anyway, for me, it's connection, it's feedback. If I don't get any feedback, I'm lost. I have no idea what I'm doing. If I don't pick up on the subtle cues, the subtle moans, you know, the look in your eye, the way you're just like shaking, and you're just like shaking like a leaf, okay, that's feedback for me. That drives me nuts. I love that shit. I'm sorry. That makes me feel like I'm actually doing something. And like I said before, there's a power exchange. If I can keep you in that zone, I'm getting off on it. I don't even need to come, but that's nice, but if I can keep you there and just keep you spiraling, I'm set. And I think that's it.
Quick show of hands. Who else is not necessarily motivated by orgasm, but by the process and the play? I'm guessing that's at least 80, 90% of the people in the room. I like that. There's a lot of people. Say, oh, yeah. Yeah. I recommend them to everybody. Yes. Very good. How about you?
I'm Tom.
Hi, Tom.
We love our Tom, yes.
It's weird to, it's overwhelming to talk about this still, because I still got this mentality in my head of this good little Catholic boy who's listening to things that I shouldn't be listening to.
Mm-hmm.
My sexual experience has been mostly in the context of relationships. I've had my first boyfriend. We came out together, I was 20, and it was, we were together for 5 years, so, and we didn't know anything, and it was always in the context of, from my perspective, even though it wasn't the other's perspective, a monogamous relationship, and so my experience still is limited. Tony talked about pushing the limits, and I mentioned this last week that I've been sober for a couple of years now, and that has opened up some things that, you know, there's possibilities. I'm trying to expand these limits, and it scares the crap out of me still. I hear these terms, you know, bottom, top, and I see in the picture ponies and puppies, and it's like, what the hell? It scares the crap out of me sometimes, because I don't know what it is. And I'm really an extremely sensitive guy that used to use alcohol to hide from that, and I'm reading about vulnerability too, and vulnerability to me is overcoming that shame you grew up with, and doing it anyway. I teach school and I teach kids to I try and never shame them, and because I see what it did to me growing up, because it makes people stuck, and I feel, I mean, there's all this possibility there, all these guys, and I don't I trust people really easily. And one of the reasons is my sexual experience is limited to only people that I trusted. And I came out basically in San Francisco during the 90s, and a lot of the guys I played gay softball with, they died. They, you know, half the team that I was on was dead. And my context of, okay, gay sex, anal sex means you're going to die. And it turned out not to be that way, but still, I still have that mindset. It scares me. And anal sex to me is, when I had boyfriends, it was on when we were both fucked up, basically. And it was, after that, it was on a rare occasion, because it took a lot of work. So my experience, even, you know, even now seems limited, and I want to explore that and get to trust people, and it's helping me do that just by being here and, you know, and I don't know. So, anyway, that's it.
All right, thank you, Tom. Yeah. How about you, Ron?
Can I pass? No.
All right. I've never seen you be passive.
I'm Ron, for those of you who don't know. My experience is slightly different. When I came out when I was 18, I actually came out with an old guard, sir. So I was sort of half protected, half trained, because I was an 18-year-old and I was sort of being taken care of. My background is a little more overlapping of old guard and my interest with my military background. So I'm very much into protocol, things being very regimented because I'm OCD and I like things in their respective places. So for me, as a top, I feel more comfortable with a bottom that either has a military background or some sort of fashion of being able to take leadership in that perspective. I think the running theme of the evening definitely has been more of a consensual type thing. So as long as the bottom is consenting to my protocol, yes, I'll take it.
Thank you very much.